Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grassroots Marketing continues here on CannabisReader.com, which is powered by The Buzz CRM. Now, stop. Can I tell you, we've been talking about The Buzz CRM now for a few weeks here. And you know one of the things that people have been asking about? How much are you saving if you were to sign up with The Buzz CRM? Well, besides all the marketing tools that you use right now that are all over the place, you got to remember logins. If it's going to one all place, well, that's hundreds of dollars you spent, you're saving right now. What about the marketing help? Another, you're talking about thousands of dollars every month you're saving right now on your marketing, on your overhead, on staffing, because you know we know we like those people that like they like the micromanage. Come on. You came for corporate outfits. That's okay. You can admit it. Imagine that AI can handle your email, social media, personalized workflows, and you can connect with customers everywhere. Hey, we have it set now and designed and evolved to the point where we can go ahead and make this work for you. And it works effectively because we use it right here at Cannabis Radio and all of our teams here at our parent company. Trust me, whether you're a med spa, e-commerce store, franchise, dispensary, cultivator, whatever, The Buzz CRM has you covered with a single affordable plan. Remember, thousands of dollars you're saving every month. Think of all that you're saving right now, and you're getting everything you need in one platform. So go to thebuzzcrm.com. TheBuzzCRM.com. Right now, holiday specials are in place. TheBuzzCRM.com. Go ahead and sign up today. Subscribe and get started. And joining me right now to go ahead and talk with here about Natural Life Science. I'm here with the Vice President of Business Development, Josh Schmidt, and VP Product and Sales, Seth Schnapstaller. How are you?
Good morning.
Dave, thanks for being on. We really appreciate you taking time out.
Doing well. Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Natural, they actually, what you do is you emphasize end-to-end supply chain solutions. And real quickly, from cultivation to distribution, we've heard about, you know, where that comes from before, but kind of give us the layout of the land of what you do in terms of supplying to the supply chain, helping to make that very seamless and smooth. And this is basically starts in California. And then just tell me really quickly about how you streamline operations for clients and reduce costs, quality control, efficiency. Take me through that.
So Natura, we're a 15-acre campus in Sacramento, California. We have 200,000 square feet to grow, 75,000 square feet of manufacturing. We have butane extraction on site. We have solventless extraction on site. We have ability to make pretty much every product besides beverages. So what we do is we take an approach of doing contract manufacturing and private label for dispensaries direct, like a Costco Kirkland model where we make, you know, the basic products for the dispensaries where they can brand it on their own, as well as making products for other brands within the industry. And then we also have our own brands, Sluggers, the Lola, Ice, Spritz, and license a couple more and take those to market.
But tell me real quickly through the private label process, because, you know, we know a lot of companies that are not definitely not against or opposed to the idea of having other products being created for them so they could go and brand it themselves. How's that been response so far? And also, what can you tell me about for those that are listening in, if they were looking to get into private label with your products, you know, how much in the process do you do in terms of compliance and all your own personal quality control?
So we've had really good adoption. You know, the dispensaries that are understanding that they need to make more margins, you know, that's really the intent of the program. There's a lot of layers within cannabis where people have to source products from multiple farmers, extractors, then they have to bring it to a manufacturer where everything we can do right here on site. So we're able to offer those stores, you know, a turnkey solution in terms of getting products at a reasonable price so they can offer, you know, a great product to the consumers, but still make the margins that they need, you know, to run a profitable business.
there's already enough stress in the dispensary business. And if a dispensary is choosing to go the private label, you know, path, the last thing they need is that additional stress. So we try to make it super easy on them, especially when we're going to have that parallel relationship with our brands and getting on their shelves and, you know, living, you know, harmoniously, if you will.
And then how much capacity, is there any kind of limits on any kind of capacity or any kind of yield you can make for a client and what they're looking for? I mean, the kind of expectations you get from clients and what you're able to provide them.
The facility was built very large in order to take on, you know, enough capacity to supply a lot of stores, a lot of, you know, contract manufacturing customers and ourselves. And we can expand. So we haven't faced any sort of capacity issue in terms of being able to supply product and manufacturing.
Next, you also have the fact that California right now, you know, if you're based on whichever area you're, if you're in Emerald Triangle, if you're in California, you're doing, you know, in Orange County, wherever you are, there's always a fact about very dynamic and competitive the market is. And, you know, to kind of distinguish brands out there, especially with the ones like Sluggers, the ones you made mention of, tell me about the first of all about helping those brands that are coming in with you to sell your private label product, navigating these challenges and opportunities. And Josh, more importantly, you know, understanding the California cannabis industry, the market regulations, consumer preferences, and competitive pressures, that, you know, how does nature actually really help out brands in this whole cacophony right here?
Well, the hardest thing really is the supply chain and consistency, and having something 365 days of the year that's consistent and the customer and the store and everyone can rely on. So Natura really provides that opportunity for a brand to not only do all of that I just mentioned, but scale. And it's really difficult to do that with other facilities that you don't have control of. A lot of these brands are going to, you know, cultivators for their flower, and then they're going to the extractors for the extract. They're dependent on these people when they don't really have any control on the supply chain at the end of the day, if the person decides to sell it from under the rug or whatnot. So we really provide consistency, stability, and lots more than any brand can really ask for in this industry that goes up and down every day.
Also, we talked about before, California also very much cognizant of sustainability. So that's also been always a concern. And can you tell me what you do in terms of that? Because obviously, you know, it's not like we're completely kumbaya here, but for sustainability is very important about what you're doing, what you're providing, you know, avoiding any pesticides, any kind of impurities, and growing most organic as possible. So what is it about that Natura does to incorporate sustainable practices throughout the supply chain? And, you know, what do you give as a claim to being environmentally friendly, processing, packaging methods? What can you tell me about what you're doing in that respect?
On the cultivation side, everything is very rigorously checked. So we, you know, lab test everything from, you know, that we use as far as any, you know, sprays and whatnot. We're always trying to go organic, as organic as possible, but there's a lot of things that are inorganic that we are using, but they're by no means dangerous. Our cultivation has over 5,800 LED lights. So we're already using a really good type of electricity, a type of light, in addition to it being a mixed light that we're using the sun a lot. So the sun is working in combination with the light to create a really excellent product that looks just as good as most indoor products, if you ask me. So we're on the cultivation side, we're growing super sustainably using the sun, where a lot of people are still growing indoor using high pressure, you know, lights and whatnot. And then on the, you know, manufacturing side, we're super efficient. We're always trying to, you know, manufacture according to the, you know, the most, you know, rigorous standards. But I would say that we're always focused on clean, you know, product that's tested the whole way through. We're always, you know, making sure that everything goes to their customers with the utmost safety.
I would also say that everything is on a single campus. So it's not like we're driving around, you know, pushing product to this, you know, lab or you know, anything off-site. So everything is self-contained. So conscious of the environment there. And then packaging-wise, we resort to very slim, thin, I would say underpackaged in terms of size, where a lot of brands in the industry, you know, like to have big packaging, and that makes them stand out on the shelf. You know, we like to keep a nice tight package, using a lot of paper that's recyclable.
Also, when it comes to what technology innovation do you have, because one of the things you want to also make mention of is that what you had that makes you ahead of the game makes your process of being a supply chain solution so efficient. What can you think about in terms of leveraging technology and innovation to optimize anything you do in terms of...
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
And now save 50% on the new Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Of automation, data analytics, precision cultivation. And, you know, for those, I mean, obviously the metric state, the things that are being done so that the whole supply chain comes through and it's seamless for someone to go ahead and come in and integrate with Natura on your products and your service.
So in cultivation, everything is run on a railing system. It's a lot of technology that they use in Amsterdam for flower cultivation. So we don't need as many people in cultivation because all the plants move through this rail system throughout the facility, which makes us super efficient, really high tech. There's an automatic table washer as soon as the plants are completed. On the manufacturing side, we use automation on the pre-roll lines. It's somewhat manual so that we get a tight QC on every single pre-roll. We have very advanced busy BHO equipment as well as solventless equipment. In manufacturing, we also have a red zone software company that we use for tracking efficiency on the production line, managing output. It also creates a reward-like system for our employees in terms of getting to our operating efficiency or OEE percentage. Makes it really rewarding. We have gifts and competitions and, you know, things like that that make it exciting for the people that are on the floor manufacturing the product itself.
So let's go and direct people to the website right now, Natura.io, Natura.io. And if you go there, you can take a look. The facility itself, you've already made mention of both Josh and Seth, 11.4 acres, 200,000 square feet for cutting edge grow, 65,000 square feet of GMP processing, manufacturing, distribution, and delivery. And very important, I make mention of that because, you know, that is the gold standard. And I think where a lot of companies might struggle or might say it might be very difficult to go ahead and reach that status of compliance, you make it a point to go to good manufacturing property. So you go to GMP status, and when you have other companies that have come in to go ahead and look at working with you, how important is that distinction?
Well, we're built up to GMP standards. Until cannabis is federally legalized, they won't give us the standard for licensed cannabis. So we're one of the few facilities that I would say is built out with intention to undergo FDA certification once we're allowed to get the, you know, once federal lifts and we're allowed to get it. So we're, you know, whereas most other facilities are probably going to have to either invest a lot of money that they don't have or shut down entirely until they're up to standard. So we're built up to be, you know, my daughter is only 13. I like to say that, you know, by the time she's 21, she'll be able to still, you know, work at our place. Whereas most other facilities will either be gone or completely retrofitted.
Very important to make that distinction because there's a lot there. And I think that's one of the real selling points is if someone knows that what their flour is going to be used and whatever products you're getting, that it's coming through that railway system, that very simplified, seamless solution that is GMP processed. That's a very huge point. And that's also just being self-policing yourself. As I always say on this program and on Blunt Business, GMP is the standard that everyone should try to go and strive to reach, because until there's regulation that comes in that is uniform across all states.
I just wanted to add that the dream is there, you know, to not only provide, you know, licensed cannabis for California, you know, consumers, you know, every day, but the dream is to produce medical grade, you know, flowers and products that are up to GMP standards, that are able to be, you know, exported to other medical or other, you know, like, you know, similar, you know, countries in the world that allow it, you know, in the future. So that's, you know, we have a long vision of being there and having the first products that are able to be, you know, exported from California to the world.
Fantastic. So let's go and send people once again to the website. And real quickly, for those that are going to go and talk to you, Seth, or to you, Josh, about what you're learning more about Natura, and also you're going to be at MJ Biz, correct?
Yep. We'll be there. So,
might not get this the episode out there, but hopefully people will get a chance to go meet you out there. But for those that will not be able to be in at MJ Biz, real quickly, just go ahead and tell people what they should be doing when they go to the website. And again, natura.io, natura.io. What should people be doing as we're directing to the website?
On the website, there's a lot of information just about the facility, the campus, you know, about some of the people, some of us that work there, and some great information on what we do. I would say a lot of our, you know, most up-to-date information is on, you know, either our LinkedIn page. Instagram gets, you know, shut down left and right. My personal is KHUN Josh 80, the number 80. And then Seth is Seth SZNAP on Instagram. And I got all the X and all the whatnot underneath, you know, the same name. That's where we keep, you know, most up-to-date information on Instagram, X, and LinkedIn.
Our brand websites are also up and running to sluggers.com is probably the biggest one right now. We have a shop as well. Yes, apparel and gifts, you know, spritz, flour, iced. Those websites are also great to see everything that we do.
Fantastic. I really appreciate you both being on with me and talking about all this. So again, I've been joined by Josh Schmidt, VP of Business Development, and Seth Schnapp Styler, VP of Product and Sales at Natura Life Science. Thank you both for being on this. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sauteed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.